B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Huh. Again, this is the NFL's official all-decade team of the 2010s. Here's your defensive tackles. Fletcher Cox. Sue at Geno Atkins. And Aaron Donald is your starter. Your ends are Calais Campbell, Cam Jordan, Julius Peppers, and J.J. Watt. Your inside backers, Keekly, Bobby Wagner, Patrick Willis.
Oh, that's an impressive group.
Look at this, but look at your edge rushers. You ready? Chandler Jones, Khalil Mack, and your starter, Von Miller.
You know what's crazy? That's six incredible linebackers. I mean, who do the Eagles have?
Nobody.
Like, I liked Nigel Bradham.
There's edge back. They got edge guys, though.
Right.
Too. I mean, that would be your, I mean, let's face it, that would be your, thank you, 97.5.
Thank you, 97.5.
Right? Would you agree? Your Eagles?
Yeah.
Brandon's your only nominee that you would have.
Right. Yeah, he is.
Here's your safeties. Speaking of, thank you, 97.5, Earl Thomas.
Yes, definitely speaking of Brandon Graham.
Eric Weddle, and they have Eric Berry as the safety.
No Malcolm. I think he would. You don't think he would even be considered?
No, he's not better than Earl Thomas. He's not better.
No, you're right.
Weddle. Eric Berry was. I loved Eric Berry.
It's a shame what happened.
He was more of a convert, like a D back. Like, they also have two defensive backs. They have three cornerbacks. Pat, listen to these corner: Richard Sherman, Darrell Revis, and Patrick Peterson.
That's an incredible group.
Then they add the blend guys, Chris Harris and the Honey Badger. Wow. So listen to this. Who were the unanimous selections? You ready? Offensively, defensively, J.J. Watt unanimous, Aaron Donald unanimous, Von Miller unanimous.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, if you look at the other guys on the defensive side of things, I mean, Keekly could have been, but he just got hurt so many times.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
I look at the three corners.
I agree with you.
Yeah, Patrick Peterson, Darrell Revis, and Richard Sherman, I feel like those three would be unanimous.
How about this? Offensively, Brady, Joe Thomas, Marshall Yanda, and AP are your unanimous selections.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, Antonio Brown, I don't know who did the voting for this. Yeah. I have to try to figure that out. I mean, I wonder if everything that happened with Antonio Brown put a bad taste in people's mouths. I mean, Calvin Johnson retiring early. It's Calvin Johnson, if he keeps on playing, I mean, he's no question about it, unanimous.
Yeah. All right, here's your special teams. Your punters, Johnny Hecker and Shane Leckler.
I love Shane Leckler.
Your kicker, Gostkowski and Justin Tucker. Justin Tucker was unanimous.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, he's better than anybody. And your punt returners, Sproles and Tyreek Hill. And your kickoff returners, Devin Hester and Cordarrelle Patterson.
I must not know enough about Patterson in his earlier days, but I don't remember ever being really that scared of him.
No.
Like, I remember saying, oh, man, the Eagles are facing Chicago. They got to make sure they're Hester, up to their special teams.
Hester was lethal.
Yes.
Patterson was good, though. You forget Minnesota. But he would have his moments. He wasn't like Hastert either.
No, not even close.
He's not like Hill either.
Right. Like, you have to plan against those guys on special teams.
Right, like Tyreek Hill, oh, my God, forget about it. Forget about it. And then finally, your coaches, pretty much a layup. Belichick, and who's the other one?
Mr. Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll.
Who loses right points. On. Had the easiest decision to make, and he picked the wrong one.
Would you go Andy Reid over Pete Carroll?
No. Only
the 2010s?
Yes. The early part. I mean, obviously, he wins the Super Bowl for the 1920 season. And he won a lot of games in Kansas City. But early 2010s with the Eagles struggled before getting whacked. And, I mean, Pete Carroll got to the Super Bowl, twice? They won once. Or they won twice?
Well, they won. They lost the game where they should have won.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he would lose points, in my opinion. But whatever. But they beat the Broncos, that blowout Super Bowl. They win two, or do they only win one?
I thought they won one. I gotta go back.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now. Because I know, I feel like they won two.
I just remember them losing that, winning the 1 year, and then losing losing the one because he threw the ball.
All right, so they only did win one.
I thought so.
It was the 43-8 over Denver, and then the next year they lose by four. And I mean, like, come on, dude. Run the damn ball.
You know what's amazing, though, when you think about it? Aaron Rodgers won one.
Yeah.
His first year. If you're sitting there and you say, hey, how many does Aaron Rodgers win as he's holding up the trophy? You're saying three, right?
Yeah, you're saying he's going to give Brady a run for his money.
If I give you odds, you're going to go way up. There's no way in the world you say he doesn't win any.
Well, that organization and that head coach is a disservice.
He did.
He's another guy. They had a decent line. It's not like Houston, where, you know, they basically put Deshaun Watson's life at risk every single week. But
I know.
Never had the best line. You know, they never really had a running game until they had Aaron Jones. He always had weapons at receiver. But then defensively, that team was always terrible on defense, except for like maybe the last two seasons. They had Clay Matthews, who was great.
Oh, man. I don't know. I mean, I got to tell you, I think I go Andy Reid over Pete Carroll.
I wonder if it's because they went conference and conference. Maybe that's why. Maybe they went AFC, NFC.
Wow.
And then obviously there's no competition with
Bill.
They
didn't do that with players.
No, you're right, but they have a little bit of both on each side.
All right. Well, you know.
I don't know. Can you go top two coaches in the same conference?
Why not? And by the way, not like he spent time in the NFC as well.
Yeah, but those years weren't great.
All right, well, I'm just saying.
I mean, I love Andy.
Do you go Sean Payton?
No, because that Super Bowl was pre-2010, right? Or was it?
Yeah, it was, you're right.
No, you know what? They won. It was the 2009-2010 season they won.
Right, but it's got to be 10. 11,
right.
I don't know, dude. I'm thinking about it. I got to tell you, the fact that he only wins one.
Well, yeah, and he loses points for that decision.
Exactly. Who else is there?
I mean, that's a good question.
No, I think Peyton, I think the 2010s, so he's the championship in 2010. I think he deserves it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, is there anybody else in the conversation?
No, I mean, it's Seattle and New England.
It's Carroll, it's Reid, and it's Peyton. That's it. Because you can't go Tomlin.
No.
And that would be it.
All right. Can you go? No, you can't really go Harbaugh, can you? Baltimore Harbaugh.
It's a shame.
Won the Super Bowl 2013.
Yeah, you know what? Harbs is in the conversation.
I just don't think he had enough success.
If he gets back there one other time.
If he gets back there this past Super Bowl, he's in the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, totally. Totally.
But then they ran to Mike Vrabel.
That's right. All right. There you go. That's your 2010s all-decade team.
Couple Eagles on there.
Can you make the case for any other Eagles?
The one would be Malcolm.
Yeah, but there's Shady's on it. No Deshaun. Is there any other former Eagles that deserve it? Kelsey?
Yeah, Kelsey, Lane Johnson could be considered. I mean, he got pinched
Peter
twice.
Peters is a lock. I'm surprised Jason Peters wasn't unanimous. He should have been a unanimous vote.
Yeah, unless the injuries, right? I mean, that goes back to 2017.
Yeah.
That's three straight years, last 3 years of the decade. He's leaving games and missing time. I have to find out who did the voting.
That's interesting. All right. Here you go. Let's get back to the phone line. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. This was your weekend five for today. All right. Give me question number one is off the Sixers, and it was... Who is the most, what has been the most frustrating season in your life? And your answer was?
It was the Sixers team, right? Like, I can't go further back. I look at some of these teams, I see a lot of people tweeting in the Phillies from 2009 to 11. You can't call them the most frustrating team. Yeah, they didn't win the whole thing, but they got deep. They won a lot of regular season games. They were one of the best. That group was a dominant franchise. I can't go Phillies. I could maybe go 2012 Phillies. That was kind of frustrating. They didn't make the playoffs. But not as much as this year's Sixers team because of the expectations we had.
Does the 11 season come into play for the Phils? I mean, it was awesome. They set a record for wins, and you lose in five to the Cardinals.
No, I can't. I can't because...
Well, I agree with you.
102 wins I had... I enjoyed my entire time that season until the very end. Whereas the Sixers, I haven't enjoyed myself once this year except game one.
How about the 0-2 Sixers?
Again, I mean, I was
championship,
young. Yeah.
And they're a mess.
I mean, if I was a little older.
You know what the front court was then? It was Mutombo. Derek Coleman.
Yeah, DC.
And Matt Harpering.
Harpering for the 1 year.
The slowest front court in the history of basketball.
I still remember Zumoff. Every time Coleman hit a three, he would say DC rhymes with three.
Yeah.
That's the random stuff you remember.
That's good. Or you were any of those Sixer non-winning a title early pre-83, which is before your time. Flyer most disappointing would be.
I mean, the Hackstall years. I mean, not that they had immense.
Lindros years. I mean, I know you're little.
Yeah.
But Lindros, I mean, how's that not happen? How's that not turn into a cop, dude?
Freaking Scott Stevens, that's why.
Right? How does that not happen, though? They had plenty of years even before the hit. Right?
Yeah, those late 90s season, those late 90s teams.
Yeah, man. What do you what sport do you miss the most right now?
Baseball. And it's because I answered this one, or this is the one that you gave me earlier. It's because I missed on all the opening day, opening weekend festivities. I miss basketball. I miss the Flyers. I'm going to be so upset when the calendar turns to the point where it was supposed to be playoff basketball and it was supposed to be the Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm going to miss that. I'm going to be so upset when those days come. Just like every once in a while I look at the calendar and I go, wow, this should have been the Sweet 16. Wow, this should have been the Elite Eight. But for baseball, because not only am I a huge fan of the sport, but opening day is just such an incredible day. It's a holiday for me. And I missed out on that holiday and that entire weekend. So that's why I miss it the most right now.
All right. Let me ask you this. Because there's a lot of talk, and this is just off because you miss baseball. There's a lot of talk about the NBA coming in with a horse game. Would you watch A, Home Run Derby, B, I got something better for you, and it's a game that has pitchers and hitters, so it's called Mano a Mano. And you have a pitcher's category and a hitter's category. And the pitchers throw 10 pitches to each hitter. And they get, you know, or at bats. You can go by at bats. And, you know, it's the same thing for a hitter. You're accepted single, double, triple, home run. You get enough points. And the pitcher, it would be perceived like it's a pop-up. It's an out. Strikeout. You know, weekly ground ball,
right,
that sort of thing.
So you basically have four people on the field. It would be the pitcher, the hitter, the catcher, and then the umpire.
You don't even need a catcher and an umpire. I guess you could try out your electronic ump.
Yeah, you could. That would be the time to do it. But then you would need an umpire out in the field determining whether something's a base hit or not.
Right. But again, you could have guys standing far apart.
All right, so instead of a catcher, you do the old school when you were a kid. You put a trash can back there.
Whatever.
Paint the zone on the trash can.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Or would you do this? Would you have a stickball tournament involving Major League Baseball players? Just like we said, with the box and the wall. That would be awesome.
I would prefer the Home Run Derby.
And you can have a whole thing, like an urban setting.
I like the idea of it.
I would love that. Hitting against them. You built the set.
But you also have the artistic mind. I don't. So, like, for me, it's, okay, I can't hit 30 home runs in a span of a few minutes. I would, even though I've seen it year in and year out, I would still rather watch that. Last year was so entertaining. With Vlad Jr. and Pete Alonso. Remember that? I mean, that was such a great home run derby last year.
Yes.
Whereas I could play stickball.
Yes.
I love watching these things that I know I can't do.
All right. So do you like the home run derby or like the game? Because then you add pitchers to the equation.
Yeah, I would like the game because there's actually a strategic element to it.
Yeah, I would too.
For the pitcher. I mean, Home Run Derby, you're just throwing it right down the pipe.
And then in hockey, I was about to tell you this. There's a game called, when I was a kid, they used to play between periods. It was called Showdown. And you had the goalie division and you had the scoring division.
The top scorers
like
versus top goalies?
Shootout. Yeah, it was basically shootout.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
And you have shootout competitions.
And they would be a lot more entertaining than just a regular in-game shootout. If they would try to do some more fancy stuff.
Or whatever. Shootout. I would watch shootout.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Then all you need is a player and a goalie.
I watched they do that during the All-Star weekend festivities. I would watch that.
Right? So you have a showdown series, baseball, hockey, and then you have the basketball with the horse.
Okay.
I'm watching all that.
Yeah, I'm watching it, especially because it's live and I'm sure I could bet on it. You know what I'm saying? That I would bet on. I'm not betting on soccer leagues from countries I've never heard of. I mean, that's what people are doing now.
Are they really?
Yes.
Belarus?
Yeah. Yes.
They're going to Belarus.
VG, what was the league that he was talking about?
I thought he said it was Belarus. I don't know. Yeah. I'm out on that. Anyway.
Our guy, Connor, who's helping us out today, he showed me a picture I think it's real, of I think it's a Korean baseball league that's playing, but they're wearing the masks.
Are you serious?
I have to see if it's real, but I mean, I wouldn't, you know, it's a lot of these leagues are still trying to play.
Yes. I'm with you.
Apparently it's from Jeff Passan, who actually put it out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I guess it's real.
Oh, my God. That's insane. Isn't that? That's insane.
There you go. Yep. South Korea has done as good as a job as any country of containing coronavirus, and now baseball is being played there with opening day slated for late April. ESPN will look inside how Korea is doing it, and they have a photo of the umpire, the first baseman, and a guy on first base wearing the mask.
Really?
Yep. They have no fans there. They have a cameraman.
Wow! This is in South Korea?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. Can you do that?
You have to wait till numbers. Because South Korea, again, he's right. I mean, South Korea has done a great job at, you know, slowing down the virus. Flattening the curve, as they say. You could do it here once the curve is flattened, but yes. Who knows how long that's going to take.
Yes. Yeah, I'm with you. That'd be wild. So they're wearing a mask.
Yes.
The runners wearing a mask.
I wonder, is Darren Ruff still in that league?
Oh, my God. What a name from the past. Darren Ruff.
He's become like a superhero out there.
Yeah, I hate him.
No, he's with the Giants now.
Is he really?
How about that?
He was fake me out, Darren Ruff.
Oh, yeah, he's a fake power guy.
Complete fake me out.
He played for the Samsung Lions for 3 seasons in the Korean Baseball League.
How many home runs?
Let's see. In his first season.
And that's Korea. That's not Japan.
Yes, he had 31 home runs his first year. 33 home runs his second year. And then just 22 home runs in his third season, but then that was enough to get him a minor league deal with the Giants on January 23rd of 2020, so recently.
Not exactly Ruthie in numbers.
No, of course not.
You know what I mean? Shout out to our man Spags, who's listening.
Oh, hello.
Doing his draft work.
What up?
Does he have Andy as one of the top two?
Well, I don't know, but you know, I would think he would. Knowing him, I think he would. I think he would go Andy. And he knows how great a coach he is. I would have Spags, of course, on my list. All right. Let me take a quick TO. We'll do rest of the five. You want to join us? Any chime in on the All-Decade team? 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. That's how you reach us. It's Cuz Radio with Chunas right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Judas, you know what's awesome? I was just, Spags is listening, right? So we were, I was just going back and forth with him. And, you know, he's getting ready for the draft. So all the coaches are doing all their work. And I saw a picture of Andy in his basement. And he had, the shorts on, the whole thing, his whole setup. And so I go, where are you at? You want the dining room table? And because that's where he was for free agency when he got the text from Andy.
Right.
He started doing all his work on the kitchen table, on the dining room table. And he goes, no. And he gives me, I'm in the cave. And he's got his room. And this room, he's got just stacked, like papers everywhere. Like you, like the whole room are papers and Post-its and you name it. And then there's like computer monitors where he's watching his tape. It's awesome. Like for, you know, geeks like me and you, like you want to be in a cave coming up with your draft.
Yeah, I'm in on the cave.
Right?
I like a cave.
Yeah, man.
Like, I like a good cave.
Yeah, you do. Of course you do. Where you geek out, you have all your, it's amazing. There's like bureaus filled and there's a bed and there's like, you can just see it's covered with stacks of papers, like, I guess, you know, pliers or whatever, notes. And it's like that through the whole room. Stuck on the wall, the mirrors. It's awesome. It's like a laboratory. A football laboratory, Junis.
Have you been in the cave yet?
Well, that's not. That's a makeshift cave.
I thought he had a cave.
It's a makeshift cave.
I'd be in on that.
I'd be in on, right? Aren't you in on a makeshift cave?
Yeah, you'd have a nice fridge full of beer in the makeshift cave.
Yeah, wherever you want. Oh, dude, speaking of beer. So I had a little run. All right. So you know what I haven't had in years? So when I was, I don't want to say kid because it makes me look bad, but, you know, there were some corner bars in South Philadelphia that, you know, you didn't have to be 21.
May have served to you a time or two.
All right. So I used to love, there was a place called Malone's, right, on 18th and Rittner, and it was my favorite. I loved this place. So we used to always go there. My cousin and I, we would get a sausage sandwich, right? They used to make the best sausage sandwiches. And a cold Michelob.
Oh, all right.
All right. Now, I haven't had Michelob. I can't even tell you how long, right? So I was in like, I'm like, wow, Michelob, I can go for it. And maybe we were talking last week. We were like real nostalgic, talking about old stuff. And we got a conversation talking about the bar. And I was like, I want to make a sausage sandwich. And
that's awesome.
And drink a cold Michelob. So Saturday, I cooked sausage for the family. I made sausage sandwiches for the family. And the same thing, like took the casing out, right? So you flatten it out. I got fresh rolls and with the provolone, right? But not the sharp kind, right? For the sausage and the peppers and onions. So I made that for dinner, but I wanted to get a Michelob to make it feel like it was, you know, 1995 and I'm alone. Right. It's the bar, right? And I didn't even know they had Michelob anymore, right? Because all you see is Ultra. Michelob Ultra.
Yes.
Which I like, right? It's good. You know that? The Corona Premier is really good. You're watching the carbs, but I'm like, I want a taste of a Michelob. And I went and got Michelob. And it was awesome. Like an ice cold Michelob.
You go
it tasted like, listen, I'm like everybody else. Like I have my IPAs, I do the Guinness, I love a Duvel. Like I very taste, and you're like your lagers, right? Your Stellas and all. But I haven't had a Michelob in forever. It was delicious.
You go a 12-pack, a 6-pack?
I went a 12-pack.
Okay.
And now I'm mad at myself for not getting a case.
Yeah, because you want more Michelob now.
I had to drink, I had at least have 6 over the 2 days. It was delicious. The Michelob. What did you discover, Tunis, over the weekend?
TV-wise or life in general?
Anything you want.
Putting together a grill is hard.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did that at the new place. There's just so many small pieces. And, you know, I don't know what directions were like back in the day. You know, they're not very helpful. It's just the pictures. There's no bullet points.
So what happened?
I put it together. It took me like 2 hours.
2 hours?
Yeah. Because I got these thick fingers. So, I, you know, there's little areas where you got to put the bolts on. So I had to call my wife over. I was like, come here. I'll hold the wrench. Can you just turn it? Because my fingers are too thick. Plus, it's probably from all the beer I've been drinking. Probably doesn't help. Like, I could build
things.
Did
you see the story with the liquor company, the beer's way up? Beer was on the decline. Did you know this?
No.
And now it's back to normal.
I wonder why. Was it on the decline because everybody's got a brewery now?
Right. And plus, right, everybody goes out and all. But now it's back to normal levels.
Just took a pandemic, that's all.
Well, yeah, because everybody's at home. I mean, they believe everybody used to frequent bars, went and got all the, you know, all your home liquors and beer. And, dude, I'm the same way. Like, I would keep some beer in the house, but I wasn't a huge, I didn't have some grand supply.
Right.
Because I like going out.
Yes.
I got beer, and I'm telling you, this Michelob was, I drank six beers. I keep way more beer in the house.
I wonder how many other people are trying, like, different stuff right now. Like, I actually know the bro, because he's a big craft beer guy, big IPA beer guy. He told me a few weekends ago that he actually made a run to, like, a bunch of the different craft beer places around him. It's kind of like the shop local kind of thing that we're doing.
Right.
So he went to a bunch of different craft places, filled up growlers or got the six packs. And I applaud him for doing that. But, you know, I can only take so much of the craft beer. So I'm more of like a Miller Lite guy. So I'm already buying that stuff. But I wonder how many people are going around and like you just, I haven't had a Michelob in a while. I'm here. The world could shut down anytime soon. Might as well grab some.
Well, I wanted to recreate. You know, that part of my thing, right, which was hanging at Malone's.
Right.
So I made the sausage sandwich.
I saw a
family loved it, and I was in my glory.
I saw a tweet on Friday, and I forget who it was, but it was from somebody within the area, so forgive me for forgetting. But she said that everybody at 5 o'clock, I believe it was, on Friday, should do the old Philly special with the PBR and a shot of whiskey. And she wanted people to post pictures of themselves taking or taking videos of them.
I love it.
I haven't done that in a while, the PBR and the shot of whiskey.
That's
it's
nice.
Been a while.
That's nice.
I like a PBR.
Yeah, I'm out of a PBR.
Really?
Yeah, I'll do a Miller Lite and a shot.
I'm a PBR man.
Yeah. Or now I'll do the cold Michelob and a shot. You're a PBR man?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time.
Yeah, I know you are. That comes from your country concerts.
Yes, you're right.
That's a PBR move. You and the, where do you go? What's the East Center? Where do you go?
Oh, the BB&T Pavilion?
Yeah.
Was it the I East think Center? That's what it's called now. It's been all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. So that's cool. So I discovered also this, I didn't discover, my wife Tam had it. She turned me on to this show. I love it. It's called Two Greedy Italians. And you can find it on YouTube. And I fell in love with these dudes. Like, oh, they're old guys, like in their 70s. And they go out and they emigrated to England. And now they go and they go back to Italy to have a whole series. And it's awesome.
Did you ever watch the Terry Bradshaw show? I remember you had him on.
I love him.
Years ago. But did you ever watch that show? I watched one episode, and it was because they were in Lithuania, so that's why I watched it. But remember, they bounced around all over the world, and it was him and the guy from Star Trek. Forgive me. What's his name? Oh, I forget his name. The captain. Captain Kirk from Star Trek, whoever the actor was. And there's two other guys.
Really?
Do you remember that show? I remember you had Terry on, and okay. It was more so for promotional thing, but you talked football for the most of it.
Yeah, I loved it because he was talking about you. We got to have the cut somewhere.
It was a specific body part,
right? Well, I'm just saying. I mean, it's yeah. We're not being vulgar here, but he said I forget what it was. It was
vagina on a stick, right. Vagina salad.
Yes. But it was a chicken vagina, I think it was. Was that what it was?
That's the only drop I remember.
Yeah.
Thanks and to the bro.
And he went on this whole thing about having chicken vagina on a chick, on a stick. Oh, my God, man. I was dying laughing. Oh, my God. Yeah, I watched that one show, and it was hysterical. He's great. I love Terry Bradshaw. To this day, I love him. Don't you, he was good. He's actually good at movies, too. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I've seen a few movies in a minute.
Yeah, he was great.
Better Late Than Never was the show. Henry Winkler was on it. William Shatner, that was the guy.
That's Shatner.
George Foreman was on it. And comedian Jeff Dye, as well as Terry Bradshaw.
Bradshaw's the best. He's a fun, real fun kind of guy, you know?
I'd have a beer with Terry.
Yeah, you would definitely want to have a beer with him. No, it's amazing because, remember, he suffers from depression. And it's amazing because he's such an outgoing guy. And he's such the kind of fun-loving, outgoing guy. But again, that was Anthony Bourdain. I was watching some of the old Anthony Bourdain stuff.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. Because I love that. Like, my happy place is traveling, eating, and drinking. Or a game. There's my two happy places. All right. We're going to take a quick TO. We'll come back in just a moment. Let's talk about your lawn for a second. You don't have to take my initial when it comes to your lawn, just cement it. That was always my idea, Junis. Just throw down cement on it and be done with it. You don't need to do that anymore. You know why? Because of the natural lawn of America. That's right. You can have a greener, weed-free lawn that is safer for your family and pets with Natural Lawn of America. That's it. Natural Lawn uses safer organic-based products that reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. This creates a safer lawn for you, your family, and your pets to enjoy. And with Natural Lawn, you won't scarify beauty for safety. For over 30 years, Natural Lawn has provided homeowners with greener grass and fewer weeds using their exclusive organic-based lawn care programs. This is not a one-size-fits-all service. It's customized treatments for your lawn's specific need. Wet, dry, sunny, shady, whether you live in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's programs will deliver that lush green lawn you've always wanted. And right now, they have a special deal for our listeners. Schedule Natural Lawn's full-service program and receive free seeding every year. That's free seeding every year. Call Natural Lawn today. Let them know Cuz hooked you up. Call 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Choose Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 147. It's Cuz Radio with Shooters right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. So, what did you discover, brother?
Putting together a grill is very difficult. Right. That's one. On TV, nothing really. I didn't watch much TV this weekend.
Really? That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I was really busy with the other place going back and forth. I mean, Saturday, I was here till noon. And then, man, I was at that other house from probably like 12 to 6. And I don't have anything set up there. Like, my TV's still at the place I'm at now. So that was a good 6-7 hours. And then by the time I got back, I think like Christy threw on The Office or something. And we just had it on the background.
Gotcha.
And then same with Sunday, because she was off Sunday.
You got two questions that we never did. The first one is you get to disappear into a television show. That would be your new reality. What would be the show that you would disappear into?
See, that's a tough one. And it's because I love what I do. And, like, what I do is different than what a lot of other people do, right? Like, our everyday lives of talking on the radio is different. And, like, I don't know, like, do I want to go extreme with something? Like, you know, I'm watching Ozark right now. I wonder how I'd right. handle that kind of stuff.
Well, there you go.
You know what I mean? With that anxiety every day.
We're watching it, too. So, Marty Bird, you could be Marty Bird. You could be his younger brother, Andrew, comes in from Chicago.
Yes. But I've also been watching Better Call Saul right now.
And you're dodging the cartel.
Yes. I wouldn't mind being Saul Goodman.
You're in the middle of that war. Oh, wait, you're not there yet. I better show
you. No, I'm still early.
That's right. Marty Bird.
I could be Saul Goodman.
There you go.
That's or right. I could be a paper salesman from The Office.
Well, you get to disappear into that reality. That's a great one. In fact, you should make that the poll of the day, all right? Which is brought to you by Marvin E. Cairns Heating and Air Conditioning, who can keep your wife comfortable in any season. Cairns can with up to $2,800 in rebates and federal tax credits on a new heating and cooling system. Visit MarvinEcairns.com today to save big bucks when you install a new qualified system. And then the fifth question was, with everybody at home, people are available, right? So, you get an audience with anyone you want in Philadelphia sports. Who you got?
You know, I was really... am I living with this guy or this person? Or is it just like a one-day thing?
You get a one-day audience, like an audience with the Pope.
Yep.
You get a one-day audience during the pandemic. Anybody you want, and they're going to be truthful. This is it. Like, so you get, you know, whatever you want, one day you get to know all the answers to all your questions from this person.
It would be Chip Kelly.
Wow.
I want him to admit that he was wrong with a lot of stuff. I want him to admit his mistake with handling Shady, DeSean Jackson. I want him to admit that his sports science and his scheme is better than certain things. I want him to admit that he was wrong.
Wow. That's interesting.
And because he can admit it, because it also failed in San Francisco. You can't go, oh, well, the personnel in Philly... No, you got rid of the personnel. A lot of people hated you.
Well, yeah, I mean, remember, he was not just... He didn't know how to talk to people.
Yeah. And I know that would be tough to get stuff out of him, but you're saying he's going to be truthful. He would be real with me. So it would be
Chip.
Yeah,
he had to be real with you. Wow, you go Chip Kelly.
Yes. Because we had such high expectations.
Oh, I did too. Yeah, listen, I did too. I did too. I did as well. I felt the same thing. You know, I remember thinking, wow.
I just want to be like, really? You thought Jordan Matthews was enough? That's why you got rid of DeSean?
He got rid of Shady and DeSean. And he got rid of, you know, the amazing thing about getting rid of Shady at that time was not that he gets rid of him, but he tries to replace him with DeMarco Murray.
Yes.
There's no one that would fit less in his scheme.
Exactly.
Than DeMarco Murray. We always talk, listen, I'm a big mouth, right? I get it. But I talk about guys fitting into his system all the time. Like, when we do our draft stuff, there's players I like, but if they're going to go into a short system, you got to draft like a wide nine, right? Like, guys that would rush from more outside wide guys, right? You're not going to go with edge linebackers, right?
Right.
There's different kinds of guys. Like, you're not going to be able to do that. Say it one more time, Tunis.
You got about 70 seconds left.
Oh, all right. As soon as tell me to shut up because we're getting ready to get out of here.
Don't forget, Shady and Kiko Alonso, that was a trade.
No, I know. It, like, it made no sense. I mean, none whatsoever. You got to know scheme. I mean, scheme's a big part of it. And DeMarco Murray was so antithetical to his scheme. Like, he never watched him before in his life. By the way, Mikey Miss coming up next at 2 with Tyrone and Natalie. And, of course, they're brought to you by Philadelphia, our handoff, brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, shoulder injuries, and conditions. For more information, visit handandshouldercenter.com. All right. Well, tomorrow we'll come back. Tomorrow, who's 1 o'clock tomorrow? Playback. Phillies?
Oh, yeah, we're going Phillies tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
I may go a little older tomorrow.
I like that. A little fighting Phils tomorrow. So stay tuned. That'll be that. Also, we'll have some draft stuff. We'll have Andre Odom, one of our draft guys, come on, formerly the Bears, now an agent, personnel guy. He's going to tackle the draft, and we're going to go back to drafts past as well. Lots to do, and we'll keep you company during this thing. Be safe, everybody. Thanks for listening. Be careful, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.